This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So look, I am going to give you the inflation headlines, mostly because I got it. That's kind of what we do. But then we're going to explain what's really going on, because that's actually what we do. And honestly, the big picture economic news is all well and good, but what really matters is how people are feeling it in their everyday. So the consumer price index, we were told this morning, up 8.2% in September from a year ago, as you've heard by now, surely. Core CPI, less food and energy, right? Core is less food and energy, up 6.6%. So now you know. The deal is, though, that the CPI measures a predetermined basket of goods, stuff that the government asks people the prices they're paying for every single month. But my actual basket ain't your actual basket, and your actual basket ain't the next person's basket. Because forget what the headlines are, inflation feels different to different people. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab spent the day doing some surveying of her own.
Nancy Hutchin feels anxious every time she walks down the fish aisle at the grocery store.
Salmon. I love salmon. But I used to not worry about it too much.
Hutchin is 73 and widowed. She's retired and lives in Silver Spring, Maryland. And she says before inflation ramped up, she let herself have these little luxuries. Now she's replaced salmon with
chicken thighs. You know, I'm not big on chicken thighs.
Hutchin has been making trade-offs over the last year, and lately it just feels like those trade-offs are everywhere.
It hangs over you when you go out to lunch, when you think about buying a new pair of, you know, trainers, and you go, no, I can make mine last. A couple years ago, I would have gone, you know, you worked for 38 years, get the new pair of trainers.
People messaged me today about the sticker shock items they've been watching. Plane tickets, Fritos chips, heating bills, daycare, cat litter. It's probably fair to say a lot of people have some inflation anxiety. And Carola Binder, an economist at Haverford, says how much anxiety depends on what you're buying.
Every person and household does have their own basket of goods, so no one is experiencing exactly that inflation number that you see.
What's your rental market like? Do you need a new car? Do you fill up on gas or take public transit? Depending on your answers, your anxiety about inflation might feel a little better than reality or a little worse. Either way, the longer this goes on, the more permanent the problem feels to consumers.
And maybe it makes them start thinking more about how they're going to have to change their behavior to adapt to what looks like a more lasting situation.
Michelle Page, who's 36 and lives in Pine Bush, New York, has changed her breakfast behavior. Her granola bars have doubled in price, so she's settling for instant oatmeal.
You're just kind of dragging your feet to the kitchen, not looking forward to it.
She says she knows this isn't a life or death situation, but starting her day with a granola bar used to give her a little joy. Starting her day with oatmeal just reminds her of her budget. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.